Did you know color is vital to your health? I'm not talking about the color of the walls in your house or your clothes. I'm talking about the color of the food you eat. A colorful diet is a part of staying well because many nutrients are color. The antioxidant lycopene is the red pigment in tomatoes and pink grapefruit. Chlorophyll is excellent for balancing pH and cleansing the body. It's the green in kale, spinach, and broccoli. Eating a wide variety of fruits and vegetables provides your body with diverse chemistry it needs to heal itself and stay well. Eat the peelings of things like apples and carrots. Balance of Nature is whole produce. It contains all the vital parts in balance. Color, taste, and smell keep you well, and that's what you get with Balance of Nature.
Start your journey. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Get free shipping and get 35% off your first preferred order by using discount code KATE.
Hey, everyone. There is a spray, a zeolite spray, on the homepage of katedalyradio.com. Right now, you can grab this spray for only $5. It's a huge, big deal because they don't usually give it away for this, but they want you to try it. And this is an effective cellular cleanse. And it has a unique activated hydrated zeolite cellular level cleanse. All you do is spray it in your mouth. You can't taste it. And each day, and you'll get rid of the toxins in your body. You'll get rid of all those things like mercury and lead and arsenic and all the things that come through our food and environment and everything else. This is an advanced cellular cleanse. And my daughters actually turned me on to this. They were giving it to their kids too, and the kids were feeling better. Skin things were clearing up. All kinds of things were happening. People even give this for autism and having amazing results. Has no taste and it's 100% natural. You'll love this product. It's called Pure Body from Touchstone. Even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, huge proponent of this spray as well. So go get it. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell, is doing a lot of good. And boy, he's getting cancel cultured in the rear end. So please, I mean, banks are leaving and all kinds of problems because of his politics. Anyway, we've got to support him and support this show, Truth and Radio, because this show depends on you. And we have a few wonderful sponsors. And your interaction with those sponsors is what keeps us on the air.
Yep.
So please go to MyPillow.com, order some great products that you know you're going to end up buying for your home anyway, but these are going to be much better quality, I assure you. The towels, the sheets, the robes, the slippers, they're all amazing, and they do make amazing gifts, too. You can get up to 70% off on them if you just put in my name. So put in Kate, K-A-T-E. Kate is always the code on all my sponsors. And just put it in at MyPillow.com. Get the huge after Christmas savings that they've got. They've even got more savings because of the fact that there are so many people that are trying to cancel him. And the big box stores and whatnot. And so you get to go on and you get to get all the savings. You get to reap the benefit. Go to MyPillow.com. Get some of the best products you've ever had when it comes to mattresses, mattress toppers, you name it. Pillows. The pillows are amazing, you guys. You can grab them for $19 right now. Put them on every single one of your beds. They are amazing pillows. My pillow is so cool. Anyway, MyPillow.com. So let me say this. There's a lot of headlines. The Federal Reserve, shockingly, I'm in shock, is announcing that they might have to go to digital currency. I couldn't see this one coming. Give me a break. You guys, they've been trying this for so long. Of course, that's where they're headed. Anyway, COVID PCR tests are now going to be replaced with x-rays.
What?
To show you have pneumonia.
Oh.
Yeah. The Democrats hid in the Freedom to Vote Act into the NASA part of it so no one would notice because they're going to lease NASA buildings. And then do the extension of mechanism to strip states' rights to enforce voter ID laws. And the bills have everything to do with that. So they're really hiding it under the NASA column. So everybody's not looking under NASA, but it's a monstrosity and they're sneaky enough to do it. Wouldn't you just hate to be part of that party right now? Sneaky little.
I thought it was illegal to change the text of a bill like that. So
you would
that
think
it has no relation to the title anymore.
Yeah, and solely based on something so circumstantial. It's like, and we have the same janitor. I mean, that's the kind of thing they're doing.
Yeah.
It's, well, we're going to lease this particular building, so we're just going to hide it under NASA so no one sees it. That doesn't...
Wow.
I don't know if I could hold my head anymore up if I was a liberal Democrat in this country anymore. It's sneaky, sneaky party based on delusions. No thanks.
Yeah, but the other thing is anybody that votes for that should know what's in it.
Right.
So if they don't like that voter bill, they shouldn't vote for the NASA bill.
Exactly. But not one person in the House has any singular... like smidgen of courage, because no one will try to pass a bill that says no more omnibus bills and no more bills that everything is crammed into them.
Yeah,
but you know, we don't want to mention that. Also, tax collectors to demand facial recognition ID. IRS is demanding Americans show their face to a private company to access their tax returns.
Wow.
Yeah, we've gotten there. We're there. just.
That kind of stuff all came straight out of China.
I don't know. I think it came all out of us.
Well, I mean, but they've been doing it in China for a while.
Yeah.
And so our guys just said, hey, we might as well take control of the people like that, too.
Yeah. It's a new kind of digital identification requiring the user to submit their personal data to a private company in Virginia. hi, government. And, private company member.
In Virginia, called the CIA.
So true. Let me guess, McLean, Virginia? Including the live video of their face from their cell phone or computer webcam will be the only way Americans can create an account with the IRS. Starting this summer. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're living in a world of hurt, and this is the hurt. This is the part where you just go, I can't believe this is us, but it is. And so that on the heels of, we're the Federal Reserve, and I think we're trying to go digital, even though we've been trying this for like 20 years. Yep, I think we might be. Yeah, I think you are. Yeah.
They're doing so much so fast that my prayer is more people are going to wake up.
Yeah.
And say no.
Yeah, which is good. And what's funny is when they use the words may create a U.S. digital currency. Honey, they've created this a long time ago.
Yeah.
And they tried to put it into the CARES Act. And then they took it out of the CARES Act right before the CARES Act passed. They had it all set up so post offices would actually house a machine and that you would get your government card of your digital currency and go into the post office. Yeah, they use the post office for lots of things.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so let's talk about, we were having this discussion off air. Should we have this discussion? Because I'd love to get your take on this. Do you think COVID-19 is a biological weapon?
I think it's very likely that it is. Now, you know, and I've had people say to me, well, if it was really a biological weapon, wouldn't it have killed more people?
Mm-hmm.
It depends on what they were testing. Mm-hmm. Maybe the only part of this biological weapon they were testing was how fast can we make it spread and how much BS can we pass off on the people?
Mm. I disagree because I absolutely do not think it exists. I think it's a label. I think it's label diagnosis, label medicine. I think they were able to do it. And this is why they hid having any kind of autopsies for months and months and months and months. They didn't want the word getting out before they spread the lie. So once they spread the lie, and here's another little reasoning tip for you, too, as to why I think this. If it was a biological weapon, why didn't they do it in the summer? Why did they do it right smack in the middle of flu season? Why do it right in the month of February and March when they know flu season is at an all-time high so it can be shrouded into the symptom list of your average cold, with different levels of severity, your average flu with different levels of severity, and your average pneumonia with different levels of severity based on your own deficiency. So I don't think it's a biological weapon. I actually think it's sickness that they have reclassified and rebranded and given a name of COVID-19, and they also never isolated the virus.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the purpose, though, of gain of function is to weaponize pathogens.
Yes.
So then do we not believe they were doing gain of function research?
I don't think we've gotten the full gain of function yet. I think that they wanted to lay the groundwork down for this. They knew it'd be easy. They knew we'd be gullible. And they knew they could do it because what they did was they took all their flu surveillance and put it onto COVID, which they readily admitted themselves at the CDC. I think the gain of function is saved for a little bit later on. And I do think their gain of function truly is working on smallpox, not this. And I do think they're going to drop smallpox and it's going to be a weaponized version.
Well.
Yeah. Agree, disagree. I love it when we don't agree because right. That means you're going to call up, which I love. 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Call in live. I'd love to hear your debate on this. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hey.
What
do you think?
So I think that the actual virus is nothing. It's a big nothing burger. Mm-hmm. I think it was a way to actually unleash the vaccine to have those 10 different injections, one of them being a placebo, which is why everybody has a different reaction, which is why we have so many people saying, well, it didn't hurt me, you know, but we have all these different things. If you look at the ingredients in some of those formulations, well, I take that back. They never listed what was in any of the formulations, but a few scientists have pulled out some of the ingredients, and they cause, when they get into the bloodstream, they say that they actually cause micro cuts into your arteries and veins, causing the micro clotting.
Right.
And then potentially the heart attack and the stroke. And so, again, it was a way to get those toxic, and the sterilizations that we're seeing, because you've got, if you go back, you know, Gates, wonderful Bill and Melinda Gates, when they went to Africa, I believe it was in the 90s, and they gave all of the women the tetanus or tuberculosis shot, five doses, they were sterilized.
Yeah.
And what are they pushing now? How many doses, boosters, are we up to now?
Five. The fifth one is called Omicron. Yeah, because they couldn't call it the fifth booster because everyone's going, we don't believe you anymore.
Yeah.
So now they had to say Omicron is severe, so here's the fifth. Yep. In order to get people.
So
to take
they have been doing this in other countries. It's just they've never done it to us before.
Exactly.
And when Obama changed it so that we could have propaganda on our own soil, on our own citizens, that's when this, I mean, he said it all the ducks in a row, right? And so that's why the new bill must not pass, that Green New Deal bill.
Yeah.
And why the Build Back Better bill, because we have all the foundation, all the working parts for this monstrosity, and all they need is basically the go lever. And that's why those bills must not pass.
Amen, sister. Thank you so much. Really appreciate all your calls.
Now, based on what the caller just said, though, that entire scenario from the virus, the fear, the vaccination, supposedly, all of that could be a biological weapon.
I don't think it is. You want to know why? He's looking at me. Because all the symptoms are flu, pneumonia, and cold. If they wanted to do a biological weapon, they would have dropped some pretty severe symptoms. I'm talking about your head spinning around, vomiting green stuff. I'm talking about spots. I'm talking about something more than what is already contained in the flu, the cold, and the pneumonia.
Only if they wanted the supposed virus to be the weapon. But they made everybody fear something that wasn't there, and then the vaccine is the weapon.
Now, I could go along with that, but is no COVID-19 biological weapon.
But the whole process is a weapon.
It's a weapon because of the vaccines.
Right.
Yes, I do believe the vaccine is a weapon against humanity and against the growth of humanity. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You only have about 30 seconds. Go for it.
Yeah, so sorry, Kate. I have to disagree with you. It is a biological weapon, and your timeline is off. It was introduced in October 2019.
Well,
that's when the Chinese released it. That's when they started having problems, and that's when they started flying people all over the world.
I disagree. Okay, I will answer that when we get back, but I disagree with you. Actually, really, it started to really develop January and February, and in March, we went into a lockdown. And so basically, what is the flu season? It is October to May. That's the flu season, if you really want to know. So were they off? No, they just used and abused the flu season. And I don't think COVID-19 is a biological weapon. I could buy that the vaccine is, but not COVID-19. I think COVID-19 is a label. That's all it is. But we have believed it is a severe illness, of the sniffles. No, sorry.
But you need the COVID-19 to bring the vaccine in.
Well, yeah, they used it as an excuse.
Right.
So they just did a label of COVID-19, and then that was the gateway to get you to take the shot, right? The series of shots, the drip system.
Yep.
Be right back, Kate Daly Show. Hi, friends. If I could ask you a favor, go to MyPillow.com and put in the code word Kate. Mike Lindell and I have partnered up not only to bring you fantastic products, but he's also helping this show. You're going to get wonderful products when you put in the code Kate, K-A-T-E. You're going to get 30% off on the products. They have specials all the time. But these, I'm not wowed easy, but these products are amazing, I have to say. The sheets, the towels, the robes, the slippers, everything. Completely amazing. You're going to love it. The phone number is 1-800-873-1052 or go to MyPillow.com and simply put in the code word Kate. Thanks, you guys. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I can't wait to take your calls on this. It really is. It's a good discussion. Because depending on the shows you listen to, you're going to hear a whole bunch of different things about this topic. And so, by the way, Balance of Nature, yeah, just can't go wrong. Balance of Nature is amazing. There's only a few whole food supplements out there that are the whole food. Okay. Everything else is just a list of ingredients and all kinds of wacky stuff. But there's only a few things that are a whole food. They take the whole food without chemicals or anything like it, and they dial that down, and they give you the phytonutrients, and they put it into a capsule, and you can take it, okay? It's only a few. When I did my homework, the other ones were truly way more expensive, and this one wasn't. And this one hit every single mark on my checklist. It wasn't expensive. The drink that came with it helped you to balance your sugar and drop weight and drop the cravings and lower cholesterol. And it had all these amazing things. Plus, you were getting 31 fruits and vegetables a day. Nobody could come close to that. Nobody could top that a day. Balance of Nature is amazing. There's three things: fruits, veggies, and the fiber drink. It is an amazing system. You should be doing this every day. In about a week, you'll feel the difference.
You know what I found? I got tired of taking pills. I was taking so many pills.
Uh-huh.
So I open them up, and I drop the fruit out of the capsule into applesauce.
Oh, really?
And I drop the vegetables into vegetable juice.
Nice.
Mix it up and drink it down, and I don't have to take the pills.
Nice. I like that. You know, my husband does that once in a while. And he did that when he was sick, actually, because he wanted a double dose on it, right? And that's what he did, too. It breaks them open, right?
Yep. And it tastes great.
Yeah. Yeah. It tastes great. It's a whole food product. Balanceofnature.com, code word Kate, and then you get the 35% off and the free shipping. Okay. So we're debating something that is really kind of a hot topic right now, and it really kind of depends. I think it depends on how much research you've done. Now, I'm not saying that anyone that thinks it's a biological weapon, COVID-19, and that it exists, hasn't done any research. I'm saying which research you've looked at. The research I've looked at, they never isolated it one time, the whole sequence of it, since it's been around, quote unquote, for two solid years. Okay. There's a problem with that. The test was never built on a sequence of COVID-19 because they didn't have one. It's PCR test is just a blanket test. I mean, it's a fraudulent blanket test that was never meant to diagnose. They dropped it in the middle of flu season and not inside any other time because it could be masked by the flu season, you know, flu, cold, and pneumonia symptoms. And so there was a reason for that. And so they stopped the flu surveillance and they started counting COVID. I think COVID is only a label. They could have called it the balloon disease and we would be calling it that today. But it's still only cold, flu, and pneumonia. And the severity of that depends on how depleted you are. Now, I'm going to leave this open. Can everybody keep their comments just short to the point? And I want to hear what people have to say, please, because I think this is so fascinating. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, Kate. I'm going to see if maybe I can square the circle between the two of you.
What do you think?
I think both of you are right. I actually think that the original virus was a bioweapon created by Fauci and deliberately released. And then, of course, part of that was to introduce the vaccine.
Okay.
And I just think it's... I just think it's all part of the Hegelian dialectic, you know, create the problem and then impose the solution.
So is the virus then, because I remember asking a doctor this, hey, can you identify this and describe this? And the doctor couldn't do it, said it's out there somewhere.
No.
Yeah, no,
I agree with you 100%. I'll put it to you this way. I don't think anywhere near the number of people, I don't think actually one person has been proven to have died from COVID.
Then why release a biological weapon?
I think it did probably, for people that were immune compromised and probably fit into, you know, a certain category of weakness, I think it did probably bring them down.
But then why are 99.9% of us just fine? If they wanted a biological weapon, that number would be way down. That we would never have 99.9% of the people just fine, just like we do with flu, cold, and pneumonia.
Well, no, I agree, but look at it this way. The argument I'm making is basically, look at how much bang for the buck they got. If they had a really dangerous weapon, it could get out of control.
Okay, but the weapon the weapon isn't any different than flu, cold, and pneumonia. So how could you prove that COVID-19 was a biological weapon, that it was a tangible thing that they dropped?
Well, I can't completely. I mean, you're right. You're right. You're absolutely correct in your skepticism because, as I say, I just think it's all part of the general strategy of creating noise everywhere.
Okay.
You know, in other words, do you remember the views that we got of the hospitals in the very first weeks? And it showed all the people, you know, like there were people, I mean, there were reports of people dying in the streets and all that. I mean, all of that apparently, I mean, that was all just,
If you want to know what I think about that, I don't think that was actually a thing. I think that was something very separate that they did to a few people, because guess what? No one else suffered it that way.
Nope.
Nobody else is dying on the street. Thanks for your call, by the way. Nobody else is dying on the street. Everyone's dying in ICUs under treatment that is supposed to do what it's doing. And it's disgusting and evil. But people are not falling on the street. No one in America is falling dead on the street. That means that whatever they did to show the video of that to a few people just to get the scaremongering going because we were working with China to develop some sort of scare does not mean that COVID-19 is an actual reality. Hi, caller. I know. I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead and keep it quick.
Yeah. Biological weapon. There is a virus out there. We have no idea if it's corona, what it is. It's right now, I've talked to several people locally. It's like a mild flu or a cold.
Now, wait a minute. You can't say that and just say it's like the flu. It's either the flu and a cold and pneumonia, or we have a biological weapon that has a different set of symptoms. Because if it's just flu, cold, and pneumonia, that's flu, cold, and pneumonia.
Well, no, flu is a virus. This is a virus. It may be a flu virus. I would guess it probably is. This is not where the focus, this is not the right perspective. We need to be looking at what is definitely the biological weapon. That is the shots.
Mm-hmm.
And this is laying the foundation.
But that wasn't the question.
I get
the big picture. The question was, does COVID-19 exist and is it a biological weapon? Because that's what the press is teaching people to believe.
So on this, all these subjects, we should go to definitions. By definition, it is a weapon usable in biological warfare. This is biological warfare. It is a pathogen, a toxin. There's no sample of it. That is not where we should be talking.
There's no sample of it.
What's really important, we've been told it's gene therapy, by definition.
But I'm not talking about the shots. I'm not talking about gene therapy. I'm not talking about their solution. I'm asking, is COVID-19 a biological weapon? Is it a separate entity?
Well, it is, and how they're using it. They're using some sort of a mild virus out there to create the real to lead us to the real biological weapon, the shots.
Okay, but that's not what I'm asking. I'm asking, is COVID-19 a thing, or is it medicine?
Well, you know, I've called in several times. We have no idea if it's a corona. There's no test. You had Dr. Martin talk about this. There is no test for any of
There's no sequence. There's no nothing to back it up that it's an actual thing, other than something they said in the media, that they say at the CDC, that they say at every hospital, that they say at every clinic. Other than that, any symptom, all 98 symptoms are flu, cold, and pneumonia. There is nothing to distinguish what it is or if it's everything, and you can't be everything.
Yes, I agree. Give me 15 seconds to talk about the
better
shots.
Hurry.
That's where the biological... Okay,
I get it. I get the shots.
By definition, they cannot be therapy. The definition of therapy is treatment of illness, injury, or disability.
It's
not a treatment. They know exactly what's going on.
I get it. But that's not what we were just talking about. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. I think both of you could be right, but I think it's a progression in the questioning. So the first question, does the COVID-19 virus exist? It's likely no, but if there is something that does exist, the answer then to the Uncle Milty side of the argument would be it would be laboratory made, man-made, and a bioweapon.
Okay.
If something does exist.
Okay, but how would we know that? How would you know that? Then it would be something that was distinguished as different, just like strep is different from flu.
So back to why, when we say we can't isolate it, maybe that's a way to show that it doesn't exist. I don't believe in anything exists, and I'll finish this up. I'm just playing kind of devil's advocate.
Sure, sure.
On how we say we can't isolate it or whatever. Well, if we did identify something or isolate it, or if these the establishment showed us that, it could indicate that it would be laboratory made, man made. Due to
but they never have
manipulation.
So after 2 years, what does that
tell us? Might not want to open that bag up yet.
Yeah, interesting.
So there's that. Mm-hmm. And then, but I believe the gain of function research bioweapon angle could have been a controlled alternative narrative for us so that we can believe that there is something.
Ah, okay.
Because we don't believe there is one. So it goes back and forth to both of that. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
So it's likely it doesn't exist. I go back to the fact that it doesn't matter if there's planes on 9/11.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
The buildings were brought down by controlled demolition. So it doesn't matter if there's a virus or not.
But that's what we're asking, though. See, that's the question. There's a lot of people out there who go, and even your doctors will go, COVID-19 is real. Okay, really? then prove that to me, because they had to deliver it in flu season to be to be completely overcome by flu season, and then flu and pneumonia and cold disappear for 2 years. I mean,
and bronchitis.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Thank
you. All the deaths, all the statistics, all the testing, the death certificate, medical fraud, everything like that is all what drives this pandemic.
Thank you.
And it's not likely a virus.
And
the gain of function research could actually be a control narrative to make us believe that if there is one, it's a bioweapon. So, but it goes back and forth.
Thank you. Really appreciate the call. Go ahead.
So basically, you know, I've kind of been convinced here. It's a chimera. They used it to put fear into us so that they could shoot us with their poison.
But it's still fake.
It's
so
fake.
So a chimera is still
chimera
an illusion at the end
illusion.
Of the day, but people are diehard believing it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. Better hurry.
Hi, Kate. You are absolutely correct.
Amens. Amen, brother. Yeah. This investigator.
You, John Rappaport, and several others that have done studies that never existed.
Nope. I believe so, too.
Yeah, you've got to have a premise and then conclusions. And everybody's talking about the conclusions, but nobody's talking about the premise.
Yep.
Is there a virus?
Right.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I agree with you.
The whole thing is a psyop.
Thank you. I really appreciate his call because I believe that too. And after all the research I've done, it's the only conclusion I can come to. When you have to wrap everything in symptoms that are already there for illnesses we already get, then you don't have something. All you have is a scare tactic label, and they've attached it to everything. What did my governor, my own personal governor, came out and said, if you're sick, assume you have COVID.
Yeah.
That should be the big tell right there. Assume you have COVID, people, or assume you have Omicron. Omicron can get through every single country and every single person within a matter of 6 weeks. Really? I don't think so. That's why I don't believe it at all. In fact, I'll be the one that you know, seriously can argue this. I could argue this for an entire three-hour show.
Yep.
Because I firmly believe that everyone believes in a label. But here's the thing. See, it's been said so much. It is the chimera. Because it's been said so much, everybody has to say, well, of course, COVID exists. They always start everything out with COVID exists. And a lot of the doctors are going, well, COVID exists. Even the doctors I love. Well, it exists. How about it doesn't exist? How about that? Now let's argue that it does not exist. It's flu, cold, and pneumonia. And prove it does. It's cold, flu, and pneumonia. And this is why the CDC over and over and over again has said, wait a minute here. This is all about that from the beginning, they had to take the flu surveillance and they couldn't distinguish between the flu and COVID or a cold and COVID or pneumonia and COVID.
And they admit it.
And they admit it. My husband's hospital records say possible COVID at the very, very bottom in the memo, likely pneumonia. Why do they do that? Legal protection. Mm-hmm. Because they know. I think there's something in there that they know that COVID does not exist, but it's a really handy label when you're diagnosing an entire world with illness. That's how sad that is. You know what? The phones are lighting up, so we're going to carry this into the next hour. I do want to hear what you have to say about this. So I'm going to let we're going to just kind of take off the topic that we had for next hour. I'm going to have you call in because I want to hear what you have to say about this. It really is at the, it's the pinnacle. It really is at the foundation of everything for the last 2 years and if they can get away with it. So I'll take your calls right when we get back. Don't go anywhere. Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. A riveting discussion. I love this.
When you realize that mainstream media has sold you a box of rocks, it's time to tune into The Kate Daly Show, America's newest addiction. The show starts now.
We took the reported gene sequence, which was reportedly isolated as a novel coronavirus, indicated as such by the ICTV, the International Committee on Taxonomy of Viruses of the World Health Organization. We took the actual genetic sequences that were reportedly novel and reviewed those against the patent records that were available as of the spring of 2020. And what we found, as you'll see in this report, are over 120 patented pieces of evidence to suggest that the declaration of a novel coronavirus was actually entirely a fallacy. There was no novel coronavirus. There are countless, very subtle modifications of coronavirus sequences that have been uploaded, but there was no single identified novel coronavirus at all. As a matter of fact, we found records in the patent records of sequences attributed to novelty going to patents that were sought as early as 1999. So not only was this not a novel anything, it's actually not only not been novel, it's not been novel for over two decades.
Bam! That was Dr. David Martin. I love that clip. COVID a fallacy. So that's what we're arguing about today. Not arguing, really, debating, which I like. That's the civil way to argue. And I actually like that because it's going to bring out a lot of good points to think about. And this was totally not what we were going to do today. But you know what? I think this is so worthy of a discussion today. Don't you?
Of course it is. You know, here's the thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this happened naturally in any way.
Yeah, you think bioweapon.
Right.
I don't. Isn't this great? You think it's a bioweapon. I don't think it is. Now, we're not talking about the shots. We've talked enough about the shots.
Right.
We're talking about COVID-19. Because then when everyone says, well, COVID-19 exists, I disagree. And then I look like a loon because I fly in the face of everything you're hearing every single day. But I still will stick to my guns on this.
But one of the callers made a real good point.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they're just hiding the fact that they know what it is, that they have it isolated, that they have a test, and they're just not letting anybody know that.
I don't think so. I actually think if they wanted to do a biological weapon, they would have dropped it. It would have been very distinctive from cold, flu, and pneumonia. And I do think that they would have used it and used it well. I actually think the gain of function is for stuff they do in the future, because I do think they'll drop something on us.
But if they'd have done that, and it was so different from any other illness we know, people may have not believed the narrative and thought this is a biological weapon.
They would have believed
weapon.
It because it would have been happening in front of their face, though. The only people that die are in the ICU. I don't know. All right. So give us a call. All right, caller. You're on. Go for it. What do you think?
Okay. So what I think is I agree with you 100%. I was saying this 2 years ago. Mm. I said, look, oh, we got coronavirus. Now we've got a cure for the flu. Oh, my gosh.
So, so true.
You know, it's just amazing that people will fall in line with the government no matter what they say, no matter what they do.
Yep.
They're a bunch of bifurcated imbeciles. I'm not one of them. I will never get vaccinated. I would rather die than do anything my government right now has to do.
Amen, brother. Love your phone call. Thank you. You know what? He's right. And this is why they had to drop it in the middle of flu season, and they didn't drop it in the summer. They had to use the flu surveillance, which, by the way, flu, cold, and pneumonia all ended in 2020, very conveniently with all the same 98 symptoms.
Look, I had a cold all last week. I refused to get tested.
Right?
I have never been vaccinated. So I agree with all of that, except I do believe there's a possibility it's a biological weapon.
When we're talking about solely COVID-19, I do not believe that there is a COVID-19 virus. I think that it is a very, it's like Pat, the ambiguous virus. It's like, it is everything and anything. And this is why my governor, even my own governor, came out and said, if you're sick, just assume you have COVID. Assume you have the label. Let's take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Well, this is what I think.
Okay.
I've been a lot of analyzing it, mm-hmm. and I think we're missing one big, huge thing.
What's that?
If it's a biological weapon, why would they have to use Fauci's protocol to kill people off?
Mm.
Because if it was biological, it would already kill people.
Yeah.
But they have to use the remdesivir and the ventilators, and that's a very obvious point.
Amen. I love
Excellent point.
Excellent point. Kudos to you. Thank you.
All right. I'll let somebody else have a turn. Thanks for the conversation.
You bet. That was fantastic.
Yep.
And so right, because everybody goes in thinking they have the boogeyman COVID pneumonia. They go in for pneumonia. They really do have pneumonia. That's what I think. And then what they do is they invented this whole mystery remdesivir ventilator thing. And they say it's for COVID. Well, they're not treating for actual pneumonia. And what happens is they're dying in the ICUs. It's the only place. People are not falling dead in the street. So what you saw from China, well, that was a couple of people. That was a couple of people in China. You tell me where anyone else in the world was falling dead in the street. Those videos were very convenient. And why were they convenient? To sell you a lie that COVID-19 exists and existed all over the world and traveled very, very fast to get there. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Okay. I'm with you 90%. What mm-hmm. are your thoughts on the loss of taste and smell?
Oh, that's just low zinc.
So, but there's people that are going without for like a year. There's some people that are smelling like dead animals
uh-huh.
after having this year's virus.
And it can happen.
I'm with you 90%. It's fake, but mm-hmm. that one's super weird.
Okay, but it's not though. I'll describe that off the air. And I love your question. Thank you. You know, after talking to all the doctors for 2 solid years of my life now, I can tell you this. The loss of taste and smell has happened before, and I don't think we realize how truly depleted we really are. We're sold on taking very minimal doses of supplements. Our food basically has zero nutrition in it, and then we wonder why we're so depleted. The second you start taking 50 to 100 milligrams of zinc, and Dr. Brian Artis will be talking about this specifically tomorrow, you start to gain back your loss of taste and smell. Isn't it interesting that in your average cold and sometimes flu, you can lose that taste of the smell and the taste factor? This is nothing new on the books. But you know what's funny is they described it as a quote-unquote COVID-19 symptom early on because they said, oh, how unusual this is. And look, you can identify COVID-19 solely by the loss of taste and smell. Think about this. How many people worldwide diagnose themselves with COVID when they can't taste or smell? They sold that as a symptom that's been around a very, very long time. I think our zinc is so heavily depleted now, and I think there's lots of reasons for that that we've actually talked about on the show. The second you start taking zinc, ask Melissa, the co-host. I told her, I said, take more zinc, and I mean a lot more zinc, not 10 milligrams. I'm talking 100 milligrams of zinc. She did, and within 2 days, taste and smell were back. I'm telling you that this is so easy to see through for me. I'm just shocked that we believe that COVID-19 exists. I think it's a label, and it's a convenient label of 98 symptoms, with the 98th symptom being you don't know you have it. I don't know anything more convenient than that. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. What do you think?
Hey, hi. I think that the whole COVID-19 thing was a protection racket. Basically, mm-hmm. the leftists were losing worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to shut down conservatives.
Mm-hmm.
So they started begging the one far left leader that they could probably rely on, Xi Jinping,
mm-hmm.
to do something to save the world from Trump.
Right.
So he made up a story that there was a virus mm-hmm. that made it into a wet market.
Yeah.
And we believed it.
Yeah, the bats.
And throughout the world, uh-huh. we masked up,
mm-hmm.
intensifying the, symptoms of the flu
uh-huh.
and making it a worse flu
mm-hmm.
than we had years
yes.
before.
Amen. Thank you for that. It's called hypochondriaticitis. That's what it's called.
You know, it's interesting
yeah.
because
thanks for the call. Great call.
Yeah, influenza and uh-huh. pneumonia have always been like the 8th leading cause of death in the United States.
Isn't that convenient? Right in the middle. So if you look at the 2020 election, definitely wanted to change voter stuff so that we couldn't go out and vote. They really wanted this. But they could have dropped it in the summertime if they would have dropped a biological weapon that actually would have been a COVID-19, right? You could have had a few different symptoms kicked into there. People would have believed it, done it in the summer, and people would have been very willing to put themselves at home and mail in their ballot so it could be very fraudulent, right? And the fraud could continue. So they didn't have to wait, or they could have waited until the summertime to do that. But that was part of it. They really did want to maybe instill a lot of voter fraud and have it be so because of COVID-19. But they did it during flu season. And February 9th, they stopped counting flu. And I have proof of this. Yep. They stopped counting the flu and started counting only COVID. So what does that tell you? So all I'm saying is that there is no proof to back up that COVID actually exists. There's no sequence of COVID. The test was never based on COVID. The shot has no COVID in it. Ask the FDA. Does COVID in the shot? Nope, they say. So they did it to pass off an mRNA vaccine that had never been done before. Okay. So the vaccines are the weapon. They are a problem, but COVID-19 is not. COVID-19 is rebranded flu, cold, and pneumonia. All the same symptoms, degree of severity, depends on how far depleted you are of vitamins. Nutrition.
But without convincing people there was truly COVID, they couldn't have introduced the shot.
Yeah. But COVID does not exist. COVID is a label. COVID could have never gotten through that quickly. Do you know why? Because good sanitation, things can't spread that fast. They could say, oh, this is an air thing. But I'm sorry, we're not in the plague of the 1400s either. This is not a plague thing. In the year 2021 and 22, you cannot have a virus that goes that quickly, right? And that quickly, unless it's A, dropped on you, or B, you have the worst sanitation in the world and you could get it through bad sanitation. We're not in that place in the 2000s. So I absolutely think they had to do it in the middle of flu and cold and pneumonia season to hide it as that, because they still, even months in, could not tell you that it actually existed. We'll be right back. Kay Daly Show, I'm taking all your calls. We weren't even going to do this in the show today.
Nope.
You know what? Riveting conversation. Be right back. Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well, and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com. Hi, this is Kate. Make sure and go to preparewithkate.com. Preparewithkate.com. You're going to get special deals from my Patriot Supply and a payment plan. Isn't that amazing? You can do this on payments, which makes it easier on the budget, but make sure you have a food supply. Make sure you're adding to that food supply. All you need to do is go to preparewithkate.com. Thanks, you guys.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
When he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, you'll never be enough.
Song. Zach Williams, Fear is a Liar. And that is the truth. If you want to look at the last 2 years, the last 20, the last 50, last 80, fear. Everything is fear. The drumbeat of war is fear. Right?
Yep.
Are we going to war with Russia? Probably not. Probably not. And that's been the case. Are we going to war with North Korea? No. Because North Korea, remember they used the boogeyman for years and years and years? No. COVID-19 is coming to get you. I think it's the flu. So everything is fear. Fear does steal your happiness. So I want to hear from you right now. Can't wait to hear from you, actually. Because, and by the way, visit my wonderful sponsors. The hand sanitizer, the cleaning system that's going to be amazing for your home with no chemicals. The Zelenko Z-Stack supplement that's amazing with quercetin in it. And Dr. Brian Artis will talk about quercetin tomorrow. He'll also talk about how to get somebody off of a ventilator. Did you know you can? I didn't know this. This was one thing that I thought once you're on the vent, pretty much because the hospitals, they hold you captive at that point. But no, there is a way to get somebody off a ventilator. And he'll discuss how that happens. There's so much in tomorrow's show.
Yeah. The nurse, though, Nicole,
yeah.
Sirotec,
yeah.
She said it once you've had 5 doses of remdesivir, it's much more difficult.
Oh, yeah. Way more difficult. You're right. You're right. You're right. But I'll be discussing Russia, the war with Russia, with Investigator Dave, and with Dr. Brian Artis. We'll be discussing all of those things that we just talked about. So, please, tomorrow's going to be so good. And I want to get your call in right now. Do you believe COVID-19 is a biological weapon? Do you think it's its own entity? Do you think it's an actual illness? Because right now in America, if I say it doesn't exist,
crazy.
I'm nuts, right? Because all you hear is everybody saying, well, COVID exists.
But.
Even the good doctors.
Yep.
COVID exists, but. I don't think it does. And everything I've read and all my research tells me it does not exist. That it was a very, very convenient label on cold, flu, and pneumonia season because you can't be every symptom. When I have strep throat, I know it. There's spots in my throat. It's a sore throat that you can't swallow through. There are certain aspects of strep throat where you know it's strep.
Yep.
But there's nothing about COVID-19 that says it's COVID-19. It's 98 symptoms long. Very convenient.
So COVID-19 doesn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Then that means ivermectin helps cure flu and the common cold.
Yes. Amen. I think it really does. And I think we're finding that out in the United States. See, they always used it everywhere else in the world, but not here. And now we're finding out that it stops virus.
Yep.
So if it's a virus, it stops that. Z-Pak, you know, your erythromycin would stop a bacteria. But ivermectin, and this is why you should have oodles of it, in storage, is for virus. Stops it in its tracks. Antiviral.
And we've always been told there's no natural antiviral. That's why they keep having to try to make vaccines.
Right. Okay, caller. You've got 30 seconds. Go for it.
What this is, is a weaponized viral fear psyop.
Fear psyop.
It's a test of the emergency people system that they didn't count on. When there's a lot of people like me out there who are truly Americans who will take a shot in the head before they'll take a shot
in
the arm.
Thank you for that, brother. Amen, amen, amen. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Let's hear it. Do you think COVID-19 is an actual thing, an actual illness?
Well, I agree with you, but there's one thing I think you're missing.
Okay.
There's no flu season. They just put them viruses out there every year. And then, of course, this time, when they put it out there, they relabel it COVID, you know, when January rolled around.
Mm.
But people were getting sick in the fall, you know, from the flu season.
Oh, yeah, from flu.
Mm-hmm. It's not really flu season because they're doing it.
So does this, in your estimation then, because of what you said, so is flu every single year just any illness, or are there things specific to flu? Because I know when I have the flu, I have nausea. There are certain aspects of flu. So do you think flu then, that one that happens every year, you think that's just an accumulation of just any illness or certain illnesses? Is that what I'm...
No, I think they're making them up and putting them out there through the vaccines that people get, or however they're getting it out there, and then whatever. And then, of course, that would be kind of like a bioweapon, but not really. I mean, they're making it in a lab, and they're putting it out there.
But you could
be
right.
And they relabeled it as COVID, like you said.
Okay, so this year, or 2 years, they're labeling it as COVID before, and then in other years, they just kind of label it as flu.
That's right.
But it's a product of the worse and worse and worse vaccines, like the flu shots and things like that we're getting, like Judy Mikovits said.
Yeah, because I've seen a lot of people have taken flu shots and they get sick.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're absolutely right.
So,
no, you could be very right. Yeah, I applaud your point. I really do. I applaud your point.
I agree with you. They relabeled the flu. Because you lose your sense of taste and smell when you get a cold.
That's flu C.
Stuffy nose.
30 years ago, I've been sick and lost my taste and stuff. But I didn't have COVID.
Right.
You know.
Well, flu C, one of the symptoms is loss of taste and smell. And the other thing is going into respiratory. But here's the deal, though. I mean, those things, all those symptoms cannot be COVID-19. You can't be 98 symptoms, right?
Right. I agree.
All right. Thank you. I love your point. That was fantastic.
The other thing that's important is how they answer our questions. Is potentially diarrhea a symptom? Well, it could be. 20% are likely to experience it. You know, so they can't say yes.
I know. See? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. The numbers don't matter. The symptoms don't matter. There's only one relevant question to this issue.
Okay.
And that's this.
All right.
Did they take a virus from nature and do something to gain a function to turn it into something that can be used to hurt and harm and kill people?
I don't think they
did.
That's it. What do you think?
That's the only relevant question to this.
Okay.
The symptoms don't matter. Numbers don't matter.
I realize that, but what's your answer to that?
And I believe that they absolutely did.
How?
And when they deny that they don't have it, they're lying.
Okay, what did the gain of function do, though?
They're lying because they don't want to disclose to the world that they created a bioweapon. Because when they said they have it, they have to expose the virus they created, and then everyone will know they created a bioweapon.
Okay, if COVID-19
it was created to kill off all the useless eaters.
Okay, but if COVID-19 is a bioweapon, then why are 99.9% of us not affected really by
it? That's irrelevant.
It's irrelevant? If you're going to do a bioweapon, you're going to kill people.
Did they take a virus from nature and turn it into something to be used to
kill
people?
I do not think they did.
Yes or no?
No. I don't think they did.
Yes, they did.
I don't think they did. Because can you define what COVID is then?
Huh?
Can you define what COVID is? Because if that was the case...
No, because they haven't disclosed it because they're lying when they say they don't know what it is.
No, if that was the case, though, you wouldn't have to put people in an ICU to kill them. They would just be dying anywhere.
Yeah, you do. That's what the purpose of that is to finish off all the useless eaters that didn't get taken down by the virus.
But the virus is the sniffles for 99.9% of the time. That's not much of a bioweapon.
That doesn't make any difference.
Yes, it does. It matters. It matters
matter.
To
That's
what
you're
if you're
going
to say bioweapon is here to wipe us out, then it better wipe us out. It's not.
I didn't say it's here to wipe us out. I said the only question is, did they take a normally occurring virus and turn it into something used to harm and kill people?
Okay, if it's used to harm, let's walk that back. If it's used to harm and kill people, then it's going to have more symptoms than the sniffles and a fever and fatigue.
Says who?
Says
Why?
Anyone on the planet, because if you're there to harm
I
and kill
because
people.
Because the only relevant question is, did they turn it into something to be used?
I don't think they did.
The
I think they're using
matter,
cold,
the
flu, and
matter.
Pneumonia.
They mixed it in with flu and cold so they can mask what it is.
Okay, we're talking in circles, but I think you get my point. I think you get his point. You can agree or disagree.
Here's what I think the caller is saying to you. You're saying that if it's a biological weapon, we assume it would kill more people. Maybe that's not why they designed
this. Well, also, you're missing the big point, too. Also, it would be very distinguishable. This is COVID-19. I think that it was very, very easy to reclassify any version of cold, any version of flu, and any version of pneumonia as the label COVID-19. Because is it going to kill some people? Sure. Is most people are going to be okay? But it still goes back to the fact that it's still a cold, it's still a flu, or it's still pneumonia. It's one of those three because it encompasses all 98 symptoms of all three. I think it's a label. If you have a bioweapon and you have gain of function, which means it makes it worse, then you would have a lot of people. You probably have a ratio of maybe about only 50, 60, 70% getting the sniffles and everyone else getting a harsher version of it. You don't have that. You have the exact same numbers, truly, as before. Just because they took from other categories like heart disease and car wreck and everything else, add them together to come up with a death rate. Well, look at it this way. In the year 2020, why were all the hospitals empty? Because people really weren't that sick. And if you were and you had pneumonia, they wouldn't treat you for it in the hospital. You would go in and die in the ICU. That's the only place people were dying. They weren't dying on the street. They weren't just peeling off at home. So if you have 99.9% of the people that get flu, cold, and pneumonia just fine, we've had that in all the other previous years too. There was nothing different then. So I do not believe there was a gain of function on a separate entity called COVID-19. I think COVID-19 was just a very, very big label for it all.
And even manipulating the numbers by putting together all different types of deaths,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
They didn't get very many deaths.
No, they didn't, actually. It's still like, 0.2%?
Yeah, it's a ridiculously low.
Because flu and cold and pneumonia is not going to kill that many people. That's why I think it's the same old cold, flu, and pneumonia. The numbers never shifted, in other words. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just wanted to call and reply to that guy that
sure.
was just on. I want to say that I am glad that gain of function has been exposed, but I do not believe that the virus we've been
told
suffering
about.
has been the gain of function virus they were working on.
Amen.
That is still in the lab.
Yep, the lab I think so too.
Not good. Not a good argument.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's basically they took vitamins away from us.
Mm-hmm.
They masked us up, suffocating us,
mm-hmm.
and then they made it so we couldn't exercise
mm-hmm.
except at home.
Right, right. Can't
and
go
if
outside.
We didn't have exercise equipment, we couldn't do that.
Right.
So. Basically, they made us so we couldn't do anything good
mm-hmm.
for our health.
Mm-hmm.
So the flu, cold, and everything else was more deadly because we couldn't take care of ourselves.
There
that's
we go. All right.
It, and
thanks.
That's all
appreciate
there is
it.
To it.
Appreciate it. Thank you. I love all your points of view. I really do.
Yep.
And I hope that this makes people think. Think about what
Please.
We just digest as fact because the CDC and the government say it and the media. Be right back, Kate Daly Show. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedalyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs. And voices never shared. And no one dared disturb the sound.
words in that song.
Yes, there are. That would be a great motto for a movement in this country. Disturb the silence.
Yeah, you're right.
Disturb the silence.
Yeah, I agree. I agree, because silence like a cancer grows.
Yes.
You know, when they told us it was COVID-19, they finally gave it a name. Because this week is the anniversary of 2 years of manufacturing a cure for something we didn't even know we had.
Yeah.
Remember they said it was a mystery? Well, how do you develop the so-called cure for a mystery?
How do you patent it 10 years earlier?
I'm just going off what they're saying. How do you have a cure, but you don't even have a test with it in the test? There's no COVID in the PCR test. So how do you have that, but you have the vaccine being done and already manufactured to have enough doses by the time they needed them? And Sarah Gilbert, that works for Gates, already said that that was happening starting at the end of January. So how do you have that happen? It doesn't make sense, right? None of it makes sense. And I think because COVID-19 doesn't actually exist.
Well, in all fairness, it wasn't a cure either.
In all fairness, that's pretty much the weapon.
Yeah.
It's a drip system weapon in now 5 shots. The 5th shot is called Omicron, the moronic version, and it's coming out because they knew they couldn't name it number 5 because people are starting to get suspicious. When they came out with a shot and then needed 4 more in 9 months, now they have a 5th one. It's called Omicron. By the way, how is it that you diagnose an entire world with something in a matter of just a week, and then everyone has it, but you don't even have a test for it? You're taking the old PCR test that doesn't even have any COVID in it, thinking that your test is positive for COVID. It's not. It's not. It's not a positive test for distinctly COVID, because they don't have a sequence of COVID on the books. The CDC admitted this in September of 2021. That they've never isolated a single sequence of COVID-19. COVID-19, I think, is the biggest sham we will ever realize that we were in. The shot system, the mRNA, they already developed that years ago, and they were trying to have a gateway to get that in, and because they could actually really weaponize that. I do feel that it's in the drip system of the shots, and it's a drip system because if they gave too much too soon, and people started just peeling off and dying from it, then people wouldn't take their drip system. But if you can convince people to take it in a drip system and convince them that they have to have one every few months, then you can do all the damage that you would have put in one shot and put it over the course of, say, 10 shots.
Well, here's a clue.
Okay.
They're calling now that they have the 5th vaccine.
Uh-huh.
But it's not the 5th vaccine, because the first 4 didn't work. If it worked, it would be the 1st vaccine.
Yeah, and you can't manufacture a cure for something you know nothing about. All right? They chose remdesivir and a ventilator for treatment for so-called COVID-19 before they named COVID-19. They actually came out at the end of January and beginning of February and said remdesivir was going to treat it. If they had a treatment for COVID, why would you need a shot? I'm just going off what they say, their logic. See, none of it ever made sense. Remdesivir is experimental, has a high death rate. It got people into the hospital, declare them as COVID, design a money train, kick back the hospitals, keep them quiet, pay them really, really well, and then tell everyone they've got COVID. Then move them into an ICU, treat them with something that has nothing to do with pneumonia, treat them with a hugely devastating evil drug called remdesivir that has never been through any trials except it failed one, the Ebola trial, because it killed too many people. Say that is the new treatment and cure. Use it for 2 years despite a high death rate. Wring your hands and blame it on COVID. Everything is blamed on COVID. It's very convenient.
The worst pneumonia a person can get is those people who have compromised immune systems getting a pneumonia called pneumocystis carinii pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst you can get.
Right.
That's why I was on a ventilator for 26 days.
Wow.
But I survived it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't expect me to.
Well, you didn't have remdesivir that shut your organs down.
No, I didn't have. All I had was Bactrim. That was the antibiotic I was given.
Mm. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kay. I find it really interesting, according to the CDC, that 25% of the VAERS deaths happen within 48 hours of getting the shot.
Yeah.
Yep.
The shot is
the other thing is
COVID-19 is
the best
argument for you mm-hmm. is that in 2 years, with all the virologists out there who are conscientious scientists, nobody has isolated it.
Yep. You're right. Thank you.
Tell me that nobody's out there taking a vial of blood from somebody who just died of COVID, which has got to be full of COVID.
Right. Right.
And,
just like it would be strep.
Not isolated it. I don't think so.
Thank you very much for that. Yeah.
Great
just like strep. You would have isolated strep. You would say this is strep. They've never done that with COVID-19. It is everything. You can't be everything.
Yeah, and they wouldn't let you donate blood.
And you're right. You're right. And my point, you're right. And it's great points. And my point about the numbers haven't changed from any other flu season. The reason they do a death toll right now, and it's encompassing two seasons put together. People don't realize that.
Yep.
Two seasons put together, 2020 and 2021, to make the number look even higher, is that this was the first time in history they took all kinds of death and turned it into a COVID death because they were told to test positive. You test positive for COVID. You say COVID was the cause of death, not their cancer, not their Alzheimer's, not their car accident, not anything else. It was COVID at the top of the list. And that's how they became in the count for COVID death. If you had an actual virus named COVID that was hurting people, you would not have to do that. You wouldn't.
I want to make one other quick point.
Sure.
In all the years of biowarfare research, the only place a virus has ever escaped from is a movie theater.
Oh, my gosh. Those movies, too. You know, in the year 2022 and 2021 and 2020, you can't have anything. And this is the delusion that we're all under, too. You can't have anything spread in this time like that. You can't, because it spreads through. The reason that Fauci can only talk about the 1400s bubonic plague, or you've got all these different plagues. The only reason he goes back that far to try to get you in a state of fear is because back then they didn't have sanitation.
Right.
That's how things work. Go look on the back of the label of any vaccine that you go in for, typhoid, any of them. And on the back, it says this was transmissible, and it talks about the fact that because we have poor sanitation in the countries where you have to go take that shot to go into the country.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In America, in this time, you can't spread something like that. If this was a virus that was air-driven and obviously, I mean, we were just infecting each other, okay, then everyone at Walmart, Costco, Amazon delivery workers, and the U.S. Postal Service would have been wiped out because they spent the most time engaging in public when no one else could. There are very, very clear signs that we have been deceived from the very beginning on this. And this is why I try to have people go back to the beginning. Is COVID real or is it a convenient label? Now they tell you just assume that you have it. Boy, that's a big assumption. What if I have strep throat and the flu? What if I just have the flu? What if I have a sore throat? What if I just have fever and muscle aches? All of it's COVID? How can all of it be COVID? You know why? Because in our hospital system and in our medical system now, COVID means dollar signs. Whenever you have COVID, whenever you say you have COVID, whenever you go take a test, you're feeding the machine. You are telling them that you buy into it. That's why we say stop testing, as it means nothing. You're feeding the machine and you're telling them that you believe their lies. And I'm sorry, but I don't think COVID ever actually existed. It was a very convenient lie.
Healthcare workers in hospitals who faced COVID every day at work.
Right.
But as of April of 2020, only 1,000 supposedly had died.
Yeah. You're right. And the hospitals were empty. I'm sorry, but they were. And this is why they prevented filming in them and would send people to jail.
That's why they kept everybody out.
This is why the nurses spent a lot of time doing dance videos on TikTok. And the whistleblowers, they went after the whistleblowers hardcore because there weren't the deaths. We didn't build cemeteries. We didn't have people, morticians on TV crying all over the United States because they couldn't keep up with the death toll.
No.
That never happened. So I'm sorry, biological weapon? No. That's coming. Bill Gates has been promising, hold on, caller. Bill Gates has been promising now in today's news that we're going to get something way bigger because we didn't listen. We didn't go get his shots. And that's something I think is a weaponized version of smallpox, but that's just me. That is my theory, but I absolutely do not think COVID actually exists. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You can argue with me, though. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I won't. I would never argue with you.
Sure, do it. I'm okay. I'll live.
I mean, we're cousins, and we're with Uncle Loki.
There you go. Go right ahead, caller. You got 30 seconds.
So, you bet. So this morning I heard that, you know, once we get these COVID test that we're going to get at home, you know, and stuff like that. That if we get a positive result, we're supposed to call the county health office and let them know that.
Turn yourself in.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous, and everybody gets paid, and that's why. Thanks for the call. Everybody's on the payroll, and that's the sad part. Hi, caller. You've got about a minute. Go for it.
Wonderful. Okay, just a couple quick points. Fauci has been contradicting himself and the media and, you know, and the government for 2 years, constantly contradicting themselves. And these doctors that are committing suicide, I wonder if they're realizing the fraud of this whole thing. I mean, I'm wondering, Michelle Lewinsky, how come she came out and now said 75% of all the deaths are comorbidities.
Yeah.
I can't say that.
Yep, you're right. You're absolutely right. Comorbidities is what took the lives of people. It's the COVID death toll is a sham. It is a sham. It's flu, pneumonia, and cold. More vulnerable people will die because they do every year with certain things today, right? But does it actually exist? You better start asking that question because it's at the foundation of their lie and the reason they've had to continuously change the lie for two solid years.
Even with influenza, they have always said, if you have asthma, if you have COPD, if you have this, those are comorbidities.
Yep.
That's what killed people even
absolutely.
With flu.
I'm not talking about the shot. I'm talking about solely COVID-19.
Yes.
Was COVID-19, did it come out of a lab in China? Is it a thing? And is it a bioweapon? No, no, and no. I think it was the biggest lie. I think they use China because we have so much correlation going on in China. We've paid for those labs. It was an easy scapegoat, and they scapegoated it back onto us, and we scapegoated it back onto them. The whole bat thing, I think, was a big illusion. I think it was part of the story. And they stopped counting flu February 9th of 2020. They stopped counting colds, flu, and pneumonia. They redirected, I have screenshots to prove it, they redirected everything to COVID-19 surveillance. And the CDC admitted that. They said, yeah, we were able, we were able to put all of our COVID surveillance on it. They had it all ready to go. The shot was started being manufactured before they even named COVID-19. You guys, I think we've been told the biggest lie in history. The fact that they've never, and they had to admit this in their own paperwork, they never isolated any COVID-19 virus. And this is why when you go look at, I've done the research, you go to all the different countries and they say you have to go take this shot or show proof of vaccine. All of them have the language of it may. They never are very decisive on the fact that it is COVID-19. It's very interesting to watch their own language work against them. I'm so glad we had this talk today. We weren't going to, but that's how sometimes the show goes.
Yes, it is.
Which I absolutely love. I was on Alex Jones earlier. You can catch that on band.video. And we talk about how to stop the propaganda. And today, share this with people that you love, because this was a great discussion. Thanks,
yes,
Uncle Milty. Thank you. Be faithful. Be fearless. Of course, you can always debate me. I actually love debate. I really do. It's like one of my favorite things in the world. And no, I don't get mad and everything. I actually really love it. Anyway, you guys, I'll be back tomorrow with Brian Artis and Investigator Dave talking about Russia and everything else. So, anyway, KateDalyRadio.com.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Be ready for whatever Mother Nature brings with a Weather XT roof from Briggs Roofing. Briggs Roofing is the only roofer to offer the unbeatable protection of a Weather XT roof system. Designed to withstand the very worst that our local weather has to offer, our Weather XT roof has a leak-free guarantee and lasts longer than any other. Thanks to Briggs Roofing's flexible payment options, the best roof is available to everyone. Let the weather do its worst. Get started today. Call now, message us, or visit BriggsRoofing.com today.
This is St. George News Radio, 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George.